I do. Did go black can. The state pleasure dome decree. Where half the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to a man down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and tenders for girdle ground. And the hero gardens bright with sinuous rills where blossom many an incense bearing ray. And here were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But in that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hills toward a cedarn cover, a savage place, as holy and enchanted as ever beneath a waning moon was haunted. My woman wailing for her demon lover. And from this chasm, with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if the something fast, thick pants were breathing, the mighty fountain momently was forced. And into a swift half into a mighty burst, huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail, or chaffing grain beneath the thresher's flail. Amid this dancing rock that once and ever, it flung up momently the sacred river. 5 miles meandering with amazing motion, through the purple veil the sacred river ran, then reached the caverns measureless to a man, and sank into it to a lifeless ocean. Amid this tumult could be heard from far, ancestral voices prophesying war. Shadow of the dome of pleasure floated midway on the waves, where was heard the mingled measure from the fountain of the caves. It was a miracle of grand device, a sunny pleasure dome with caves of ice. The damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw, it was an Abyssinian maid, and on her dulcimer she played, singing Mount Tabor. Within me, her symphony and song, to such a deep delight would win me, that with music loud and long, I would build that dome in air, that sunny dome, those caves of ice. A dog who heard should see them there, a dog should cry, beware, beware, its flashing eyes, its floating hair, weave a circle round her thrice, and close your eyes with all you.